Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jenny Mack with your daily comedy news. McDonald's and Starbucks closed their shops in Russia. Trevor Noah said, no Starbucks, no McDonald's. That's a sad life to live. And no pick-me-up in the morning, no Happy Meals, or as they call them in Russia, meals. Fallon with a bad joke. Yeah, we don't want their oil, and they can't have our grease. That's bad. You should know. That's bad. Fallon, McDonald's in Russia is a little strange. It's the only country that sells unhappy meals. I think Trevor's was a better version of that joke. Stephen Colbert, yes, Russia just became a no-fry zone. It's a hack joke, but it's funny. Corden, some people go for the jugular. America, they go for the McRib. Fallon, not to be outdone. Arby's announced they're punishing Russia by staying open. That's a variance on a very common joke, but funny. Jimmy Fallon, nice recovery. Newsday caught up with Pete Corielli, the Gator. I like Pete. Pete's a good guy. Pete loves giving everyone a hard time. Pete hates the nickname the Gator, so everybody call Pete Corielli the Gator if you ever meet him. Be like, what's up, Gator? And he'll be so mad at you. Hey, Gator, how would you describe your chemistry with Sebastian Maniscalco? The Gator, Pete Corielli said, the first time we met was in Toronto. We were doing four shows together. We really hit it off. When we went to the airport, I was headed to New York. He was going back to L.A. We had time to kill. And he goes, you want to go get a manicure? I was just about to walk over to you and ask if you wanted to get a beer. That's our friendship. We really enjoy talking, cracking each other up. Both of us have so much in common, but our differences are just enough to make it funny for the podcast. I mean, the man has tanning parties. Gator, did you enjoy writing for Kevin James? Wait, I can blame Pete Corielli on this Kevin James stuff? That's good to know. Pete said, absolutely. In fact, I was amazed that I could do it. I learned so much from Kevin. He has a great comedic mind. Currently, I'm working on a TV project for Michael Rapaport with another writer from Kevin Can Wait. We're hoping to film it this summer. Who does Pete Corielli look up to? Dave Attell is my hero. I learned so much watching him every night at the Cellar. He always has new stuff, which is incredible. Back in the day, I remember buying Stephen Wright's album, I Have a Pony, and playing it in my car three times in a row because it was so unbelievable. How about growing up in Long Island, Pete? It was 18 years of bliss in the summertime, would swim in the canals that led to the Great South Bay. How I don't have hepatitis C to this day is beyond me. I remember going to Fire Island, missing the last ferry home and sleeping under somebody's trailer hitch. Mostly would find a parking lot, meet up with our friends, drink some beer, and crank Billy Joel. I grew up in Queens and spent a lot of time in Long Island, lived out there for 7 years. Pete just nailed it. What do you miss most about Long Island, Gator? I miss the food, bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll, the pizza, or even a simple deli cup of coffee. So good on Long Island. You don't need Starbucks, but most of all, I miss the sense of humor of everybody around you online at a deli. When two people argue about where I live in Fredonia, I keep going. When two people argue on Long Island, I pull out my notebook. Dusty Slay is performing at the Opry tonight. That's pretty cool. Taste of Country caught up with Dusty Slay. Dusty talked about doing shows like The Tonight Show. It's probably the least natural that comedy is. When I'm doing an hour in a club, I've got a good idea of what I'm going to say, but it can go any way. But when you're filming, you're on a script, basically. It's your script, but you've said, this is what I'm going to say, and this is what's approved. So that's what you say, even if it's not going well. He's excited to play the Opry tonight. I'm such a country fan to this day. I've met Charlie Daniels and Charlie Pride. They're up singing. I go to tell jokes. It goes over really well. I feel like every time I walk out, people are looking at me like, who is this guy? And then I get him. Mark Maron is super high on Roy Wood on a recent podcast. Maron said, this guy, Roy Wood's one of the best. He's one of the best. He's not afraid of taking risks. He talks about real things. He's smart. He knows and understands policy, the subject of race from a personal point of view. He wrestles with things that we all wrestle with, but he's got a delivery and a long-form approach that's just so sharp and so funny and so deliberate. He's a real deal. He's a guy that can talk about real stuff in a way that's provocative and meaningful and funny. The Calgary Herald caught up with Chelsea Handler. She talked about her podcast, Dear Chelsea, where she gives out advice. I'm surprised and delighted. It's been great. I loved Dear Abby growing up, and I loved that advice column stuff. It was one of the things I read first in the newspaper, which my dad forced me to read every morning of my life. A lot of people calling for my opinion and strength. I think mostly people just need a little bit of that older big sister vibe, a little bit of the kick in the butt. And I think most people have made the decision of what they want to happen, but they haven't had the guts to pull the trigger. So I kind of do that for them. Dan Soder spoke to Westworld and said, "I think when you're an only child, you're a weirdo. You add to the fact that you've been raised by a single mom who's working and you dance a lot in your head. I was lucky I found stand-up, and I was lucky I was able to do it. I can't think of me just being at an office job. It would be annoying. I think I'd be annoying or fired." This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I will take your money. Suggest a donation, $5. Again, you can give up to $1 million. You know, there's no cap. You can give 2 million. You can give a billion. Maybe you're like a hedge-fund billionaire and you're like, I really like this guy talking about comedy headlines. Donate whatever you want. But $5 will do it. I'll take your $5. See this? You hear that? My iced coffee's kind of old. I got it like 3 hours ago. The ice is all melted. There's, you know, maybe a fifth left. So I need another iced coffee. I'll take your $5. I'll go to the National Donuts chain. I'll be like, hey, National Donuts chain employee, good morning. And they won't look at me and they'll just wait for me to continue talking. So I stop being friendly and I go, hi, let me get large ice, caramel, and milk. And then they go and they don't talk to me. And then I just swipe my card and there's no human interaction at all. It's very sad. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I got a kick out of this from The Guardian. The headline that caught my attention. I'm literally an X-Man. Is trans comic Jordan Gray the next stage of human evolution? Okay, that's a good question. She sings naked and had an epiphany chopping wood in Sweden, came out dressed as a cat, and is making a sitcom with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Pretty cool. Meets comedy powerhouse Jordan Gray. Gray says there's a lot of pressure on any minority to fly the flag. While I'm happy to do that, I'm a comedian first. Gray brings this ethos to Transaction, which is her web series for Comedy Central UK about Liv, a transgender woman who works in a slightly dystopian supermarket with her best friend and supervisor, Tom. In the series, Gray tackles the liberal tendency to put people on a pedestal simply for being transgender. Gray says, she's a cautionary tale. We've created a monster. Now being developed for TV by Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, that's pretty cool. Transaction picks at the question of who can make jokes about what? Gray says, I want it to feel like two comedians bantering. If a friend of mine makes a very good, clever transgender joke about me, it's a compliment because it means I know you so well. Comedy cuts through the BS. Let's see who's out South by Southwest today. All Time Central, 4 p.m., Doug Loves Movies, all right. The Comedian's Comedian with Byron Bowers at 5. Comedy with the Cleeses. That's at 6. Over at the Creek and Cave at 7 o'clock is the early show. Matthew Broussard, he's great. Logan Gunselman, Marilyn Ricegub. Cool. Nick Thune, Ricky Velez. That is a great show. Why are you not at the early show at the Creek and the Cave at 7 o'clock Central tonight, huh? Great show. 8 o'clock, the UCB's Ass Cat, 8 o'clock at Esther's Follies. Also a great show. Matt Besser, Anthony Tanuick is fantastic. John Gimberling and Danielle Schneider. 9 o'clock at the Creek and Cave, the stand-up showcase. Marina Franklin, Eddie Pepitone, Dulce Sloan, and Blair Sochi. Pretty good show. Esther's Follies has Yamanika and Friends at 10. Roast Battle Round 1 back at the Creek and Cave at 11 o'clock. Maybe we should just hang out at the Creek all night. Yeah, yeah. On that show, Matthew Broussard, Willie Hunter, Bonnie McFarlane, Brian Moses, Jamar Neighbors, Yamanika Saunders, and Coach T. So it's a strong day of comedy at South by Southwest. But if you're not in Austin, maybe you're in Pleasanton, California. Well, good news. It's the Real Irish Comedy Fest, a showcase of top Irish comedians in a one-night-only performance. Scheduled to appear, Sean Finnerty, Martin Angelo, and Dave Nihil. Finnerty has performed on Up Next on Comedy Central, Stand Up NBC, what was Stand Up NBC, and Fireball Run on Amazon Prime, where he co-hosted its 9th season. What's Fireball Run that's in its 9th season? Anyway, that's Sean Finnerty. Martin Angelo hails from Dublin, Ireland. He has his own podcast called The Substantial Meal. Dave Nihil is also from Dublin. The first Irish-born winner of the San Francisco International Comedy Competition's 43rd annual event back in 2018. Nihil is a best-selling author for his book, Do You Talk Funny? The Real Irish Comedy Fest. Today, 7 o'clock, Firehouse Arts Center in downtown Pleasanton. You know where that is if you're from around there. And if you're not, you weren't going anyway. And that's your comedy news for today. Normal episode tomorrow. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. See you then.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a die-hard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.